you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. A weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
I am so frustrated. Yeah, okay, to explain. I'm just going to come right out and admit it right up front. I'm having a bad tech day. You know, like some people have bad hair days. Yeah, I don't have bad hair days anymore. I have no hair days. In fact, every day is a no hair day for me, but that's another bad story for another bad day. So I'll just get back to the crux of this matter. I'm having a bad tech day. I shouldn't whine. See, every night I read a few chapters of a book on my iPad. It helps me fall asleep. And then I lay my iPad on the bedside table. And when I wake up in the morning, I get up, grab my iPad, stumble into the kitchen to eat a quick breakfast before I head to work here at my multimedia company, Edgewater Studios, where we produce the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And while I'm eating breakfast, I almost always log into one of my favorite news websites on my iPad, and I scan the overnight headlines, just in case I've missed something big while I was asleep. But this time, when I tried to log in, as usual, the website kept telling me, "Username and password do not match," and it wouldn't let me in. So I tried it again, you know, thinking I'd fat-fingered it. But the website still wouldn't open up for me. I tried a third time. No luck. So I thought maybe in the fog of just waking up that I was being a thunderhead and just entering the wrong information. Wouldn't be the first time. And to be perfectly honest, being a thunderhead is one of the few things I do really well. So I've had a lot of practice at screwing up really simple things, you know, like logging into a website I look at several times a day, every day. So I looked up my username and password and tried and failed several more times before I just gave up and ate my breakfast. Then I went to my computer to see if I could log in there. For some reason, my computer was off. The power hadn't gone out overnight, but my computer wasn't powered up. So I turned it on, and of course then I had to wait 2 or 3 minutes for it to restart all the programs. Isn't it funny how impatient we are for things to work right now? So I used that downtime to go get dressed for work. And when I came back, the computer was up and running, and I tried to log into this same news website, and lo and behold, it worked on the very first try. I mumbled to myself, "Well, if the login worked on my computer, why wouldn't it work on my iPad?" So I tried again on the iPad. "Username and password do not match." And I thought, somebody in cyberspace hates me. Then I got the idea to try logging in on my cell phone. And again, it worked perfectly. I tried the iPad again. I just threw my hands up in the air and said a word I shouldn't have said. And I gave up. I drove to work, and when I walked into my studio computer was off, just like the one at home. Oh, and yes, I did try to log into that same news website on my work computer, and it worked just fine. I must admit, I briefly considered that maybe the Russians were hacking my iPad. And I thought about calling Robert Mueller, but it was pretty early in the morning, and I know he likes to sleep late now that he's gone back into retirement again. So anyway, be patient with me today because I'm having a bad tech day. However, I will admit that after I successfully logged in, I did see a really cute meme online I thought you might enjoy. I wanted to pass it along. It had a picture of the burned-out cathedral at Notre Dame in Paris, and the caption read, "They say the restoration of Notre Dame could take 75 to 100 years to complete. Sadly, the only person who will live to see it finished is Keith Richards." Yeah, I thought that was pretty cute. My wife gave it to me. And to be honest, I needed a laugh right about then because, as I said, I was pretty frustrated by that point. But I hearken back to what I said earlier. Isn't it interesting how impatient we've become in the age of the internet? Remember that old saying, I want what I want when I want it, and I want it right now? Boy, that has never rung true more than today, huh? We have come to expect all our electronic devices to work perfectly every time and give us the answers instantly, haven't we? And when they don't, we get really frustrated, like me. Remember when we used to have to go to the library to get answers to questions? Now we just Google it and the answer is literally in our hands within seconds. I'll give you a good example. Last weekend, I was watching the NFL draft, and when the Texans made one pick, I Googled the guy's name. And when it showed me someone else who had the same name, I got irritated and said, why would I want to know about an insurance agent in the Heights? And then I thought about narrowing down my search, you know, to NFL draft picks, and of course, his name popped right up. But it just demonstrates how testy we get when things don't happen as quickly as we want them to, right? I just need to slow down, count my blessings a little more. But as long as we're talking about the NFL draft, you knew I'd get around to sports, I must admit that that first round pick by the Texans was kind of a head-scratcher for me. How about you? I mean, I hope Brian Gain knows something about this guy that the rest of the football world doesn't, because Cody Ford or Jawan Taylor looked awfully good at that point. I even liked Greg Little from Ole Miss more than Titus Howard. But I'm going to try not to be judgmental. Just wait and see how things work out, you know, before I go all postal on the whole thing. Now, the second round picks were a little different. Lonnie Johnson Jr., boy, he looks like a keeper. Big press, zone corner, top-end speed, good length, and he's used to covering seriously talented SEC wide receivers. And then there's Max Sharping. He's another small school guy. But, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, and you know I'm not a Dallas Cowboys fan, the Cowboys drafted a small school guy, Tennessee Tech, I think it was, and they used the number one pick, and not just a first round pick, but the number one pick overall, and everybody in the NFL laughed at him at the time. Until three all-pro seasons later, when they finally admitted that maybe, just maybe, this guy, Ed Too Tall Jones, might have been a good pick after all. So, small school means nothing. It's how big the guy's heart is. And besides, it's like my alma mater's head coach Gary Patterson says up at TCU, they're all nothing but paper tigers until they do something on the field. So, I'm not going to get all worked up until they actually play in a game or two, or 12. But my favorite team won two big games this past week. My grandson's Little League team. They beat the best team in their division, not once, but twice in the span of just a few days. And Liam played a key role in both wins, so I was especially proud. He made the game-clinching putouts in both games, one on a ground ball to second, the other on a pop fly. Oh, and he also hit a 2-foot home run. No, I'm serious. He hit a little dribbler about 2 feet out in front of home plate. The catcher tried to throw him out, but overthrew the first baseman. Liam got all the way to third on the overthrow. Then they overthrew third, and so he went all the way home. Hence, a 2-foot home run. Only in Little League, right? Then we all went as a family to eat at our favorite Mexican food restaurant to celebrate. Oh, and that brings up the topic of today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Cinco de Mayo. It's tomorrow. And food is always a big part of the day, not to mention copious amounts of alcohol, right? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. You know, Cinco de Mayo is a big deal here in the United States, but contrary to popular American perceptions, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day. That's actually the 16th of September, when Mexico defeated the Spanish in the early 19th century. Cinco de Mayo, or the 5th of May, actually celebrates Mexico's victory over the French. It was Napoleon at the Battle of Puebla, but that didn't occur until 1862, which was over two decades after the Texas Revolution. Boy, Mexico was involved in a lot of wars back in those days, weren't they? And these days, ironically, We celebrate all that bloodshed and mayhem by eating and drinking to the point of gluttony. But gluttony's good, isn't it? Gluttony good. Gluttony's our mission statement here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. We openly embrace the culinary indulgences. So today, we're going to talk about some of the best dishes to cook and serve for Cinco de Mayo. I just hope I can get my iPad to work long enough to write down all the recipes.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
For Cinco de Mayo, we could not be more honored than to host Sylvia Caceres of Sylvia's Enchilada Kitchen. It's good to talk to you again, Sylvia.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me back on your show.
Oh, it's a joy. Sylvia is a third generation Texan. So start out by telling us about your family. What's the history of your family?
Well, third, fourth generation, averaged out. We've been in Texas. And so I've got a great-grandmother that was born up here near Houston. So I would say very much of a native Texan, probably before, when Texas was Mexico. And then all my grandparents, except for one, all born in Texas, in the border region, the Rio Grande Valley, to be specific. So, You know, grew up in Brownsville, so... As we like to say on the Texas-Mexican border, the other side, and they cheerfully refer to us the same way.
Well, were your parents or grandparents in the restaurant business?
No, just the moms did a lot of cooking.
Well, so how did you get into the food service industry?
Well, right after I completed my college degree, I have a Bachelor of Science from UT. I was hired to work at Uncle Ben's Rice here in Houston as a home economist. That was my, I had a BS in home ec. And so I did 10 years of working in food labs, first as a home economist and then as a food scientist. And I decided to change careers in my early 30s, and I went into food service sales. So I got very acquainted with the restaurant business and mighty interested. So after about 20 years of corporate experience, I just decided to kind of bundle up everything I knew, which at the time I thought I knew a lot, but I really knew very little. And I ended up, now that I look back on it, right, hindsight's always 20/20. So I decided I wanted to combine everything I knew and my heritage and serve the very best Mexican food, Tex-Mex food that I could.
Fort Bend County residents will remember that Sylvia's was originally located in Rosenberg. Give us the history behind that.
Well, it was a family-owned business owned by two different families, and they decided they wanted to bail. They didn't want to be in the restaurant business anymore, so they sold it to us. And it had been around, I guess, about a couple of years, year and a half, 2 years, and it was proving to be very stressful for them. So we came in with a fresh attitude and a lot of energy and took it over and grew it, expanded it. We actually bought a building, remodeled it, doubled the size of it within about a couple of years. And then eventually, about 3 years later, I ended up in Houston. At the time, it was called Camino Real. It ended up being Sylvia's Enchilada Kitchen. Once I moved to Houston and I started going in the direction of specializing in enchiladas.
Well, Fort Bend County is heartbroken to have lost you, but Sylvia's is still well worth the drive, folks. And it's so popular that you have two locations. What are they, Sylvia?
Well, my oldest location is at Woodway, very near, just a little east of Voss, about a block. We're across Second Baptist Church. And then I have the, my second location is in the Energy Quarter, right in the heart of the Energy Quarter on Eldridge and Enclave. So just a little south of Memorial.
Obviously, we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo this weekend. So do you have any special events planned for the restaurants for this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. We are doing enchilada specials. We've got margarita specials, just lots of fun, music. And we're just serving it up, tacos, just all the yummy food. We're also featuring a special enchilada for the day. And it's the Puebla enchilada. And, of course, that is very closely tied to Cinco de Mayo, which is the reason for the holiday. And it was sort of one of their Independence Days that took place in Puebla, Mexico. And I happen to have a Puebla enchilada, so it's being featured for the day. And so that's what we're doing. We're just having a bunch of fun.
Well, we've read several reviews of Sylvia's Enchilada Kitchen, and despite your middle name, Enchilada, quite a few folks mentioned that they love your fajitas. Heck, some have even said they're the best fajitas they've ever had. So what's the secret to cooking a perfect plate of fajitas?
Well, I have to tell you that when I first started early in my restaurant career, all my energy, all my focus was on my enchiladas, and I just wanted to have the best. One day I just finally decided I needed to also pay attention to my fajitas, because a lot of people prefer eating fajitas when they eat out. So I started off by buying the very best fajita meat. I buy a specific brand, and I don't buy it frozen. A lot of fajita meat is sold in the frozen state. Ours comes in fresh. And I eventually, it took me about 2 years to figure out a marinade that would, fajitas have to be tenderized. So I figured out a marinade that would tenderize it but not change the flavor of beef. So many fajitas that are prepared prepared or sold have been tenderized, but their beef flavor has been diminished or altered. So I marinate them so that the beef flavor is real. And then once I open my Woodway restaurant and then my Eldridge restaurant, I kind of took it to the next level, and that is I'm grilling them on mesquite wood, and we grill them to order. So you tell us how you want them, and we cook them when you order them. So if you want them rare or medium well or however you want, we'll cook them for you. You're not going to get a sizzling hot plate that comes to your table, because that will continue to cook the fajita. It'll be a nice hot plate, but you're not going to get the sizzle, because it changes the temperature of the meat. And so, you know, we put our best foot forward and try to just make it as good as we could.
But we need to pay homage to the dish that crowned you queen, the queen of enchiladas.
Oh, yeah.
How many different varieties of enchiladas do you offer your customers, Sylvia?
We do 19, and 19 different styles. About half of those are south of the border, so more of a Mexican traditional enchilada. And so those are enchiladas that you would find, you know, as you navigate around Mexico. And then the other half are enchiladas that are more typical of Texas, or they are enchiladas that I created that aren't necessarily enchiladas that you would find in Mexico. So I claimed them as north of the border. So 14 different sauces. So needless to say, some of the sauces are used with different fillings, and so they have different names. But we do a lot of cooking in our kitchens, lots of cooking. And we make them to order when you order them.
So what's your most popular enchilada?
Well, on any given day, it's funny. I would say probably the most popular is the iconic Archilli gravy enchilada, cheese or beef. The old saying, every successful restaurant has to do something better than anybody else, any other restaurant. And for me, I would say the Archilli gravy. That's what we do most different, and according to our customers. And then the other one, and it's a very close second, is the Mexico City, which is our chicken enchilada with salsa verde. So we got it going and coming. Most of the time, the number one is the chili gravy, the cheese, beef enchilada. But on some days, oddly, it's our Mexico City.
Well, now talk about chili gravy for a minute. I love enchiladas, but I would never try to make my own. I just come to you. So the chili gravy is really kind of the key. How do you make that beautiful, wonderful liquid sauce that covers the entire enchilada?
Well, we start off with, a good beef broth, and we actually do use a really good, we use some ground beef that we cook in the beef broth. So I try to maximize the beef flavor, because that would be the base. We also prepare a roux, and, we do it just to the right type of cooking. I mean, just the right amount of cooking or browning. And then we grind some spices, such as, cumin and black pepper and fresh garlic. And then just slowly simmer. And then we use the very best high-quality chili powder that I love. I use a really good, whenever I teach my cooking classes, I always tell people, please do use, my favorite is specific national brand. I do like McCormick because it's the most consistent, or it's extremely consistent. But use a really good chili powder, and you got it. You've got it going on there.
Sylvia, we've run short of time in this segment, but we want to talk more about Cinco de Mayo. Will you stick around for another segment?
Absolutely. I'm sitting right here enjoying a margarita.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're visiting for a second segment now with Sylvia Casares, the Queen of Enchiladas. From Sylvia's Enchilada Kitchen, located on Woodway and Eldridge Parkway. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show, Sylvia.
Hey, thank you. Gosh, thanks for calling. We're excited to be on your show.
You know, when most people think of Tex-Mex, they don't think about seafood. But nothing could be further from the truth. Tell us about your Padre Island grilled tilapia.
Well, we have special seasoning, and then, of course, we put it on our mesquite grill, which takes it over the top.
Well, now, we're not asking for the special seasoning or anything, don't
we? Of course not.
Sylvia, we're not trying to steal your secrets.
Absolutely. You would never do that.
But you also feature Chilean sea bass.
Oh, my gosh.
And Gulf shrimp.
Right.
So it's just kind of a warning to folks, when you go to Sylvia's Enchilada Kitchen, don't overlook the seafood.
Yeah, and actually, the grilled shrimp is extremely popular. We call it the Rockport, as well as the grilled sea bass on the mesquite. And then I have a very nice, light, creamy little green sauce that we put on it. And I'm telling you, the combination of those two, it's a real taste delight.
Well, happy Cinco de Mayo weekend, everybody. And it's a big deal here in the United States. But Sylvia, we just have to ask, is it a big deal in Mexico too? Or is this just kind of a celebration we Americans have turned into an excuse to drink margaritas?
You know what? Yes, it's not a big deal in Mexico. They go, what? When they find out that we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo, their Independence Day, they celebrate their 4th of July, is 16 de septiembre. But, it's fine. It's an excuse to celebrate the culture and certainly to celebrate Tex-Mex for most Mexicans. And it's a fantastic excuse to get in and relax. And so we're having a great time today.
Well, anybody who's traveled to Mexico realizes that there is a distinct difference between Tex-Mex and traditional Mexican food served in the interior of Mexico. So kind of break it down for us. What is the basic difference?
Well, I would say the basic difference is in certain ingredients. It's dramatic. For example, in the interior, you're only going to find white cheese of different forms, whether it's Oaxaca or Macheco or Chihuahua cheese. And in the U.S., we're primarily yellow cheese eaters. Yeah, we eat white, but it's in our Mexican food, it's yellow. The tortillas, I mean, you do find a flour tortilla, but it's if you travel throughout Mexico, it's always going to be the majority of corn. In Tex-Mex cooking, of course, it's both, but we do love our flour tortillas. The Tex-Mex menu is heavy beef, very heavy beef, whether it's an enchilada or carne asada, fajita, and all that. We love our fajitas. Fajitas are not quite as popular or as served as much in Mexico. And our enchiladas are primarily made with chili gravy. The majority of the Tex-Mex enchiladas would have a chili gravy topping with different types of filling. In Mexico, the enchiladas are going to have red tomato, tomatillo, ground chilies, or a mole. So those are some pretty dramatic differences in the two. Cumin is a spice that is going to pop in Tex-Mex cooking. It's in Mexican cooking, but it's not. It's mild. It's kind of blended in with everything else. In Tex-Mex cooking or Texas Mexican cooking, you're going to taste it. And I would say those are probably the most the two differences that would describe the two styles of cooking.
So how did Tex-Mex evolve? Was it just kind of a blend of traditional Mexican cuisine and U.S. preferences?
Yes, actually, I believe that a lot of it really was created in restaurants and, commercially to feed people on a commercial basis. And so they took some of the flavors and styles and traditions and then just, applied ingredients that they like to eat. And of course, Americans, we like our bread. We like our flour tortillas. And the chili gravy that was created in Texas, which, I mean, I was in Mexico recently and I was talking to a chef there and we were looking at some food pictures from my restaurant and she said, "What's that?" I was down in the Cancun area and I described it to her and she said, "Oh, I can hardly wait to taste it because I'm probably going to be doing some cooking classes down there very shortly." And so that's foreign to them. I mean, that's as foreign to them as mole is to some people in the U.S.
And Sylvia has cooking classes of her own. Talk about that for a minute, Sylvia.
Well, I do cooking classes typically about every other Saturday, depending on what's going on every month, but about every other Saturday at my Eldridge relocation. And, you know, we do enchiladas, we do breakfast, I do fajitas, chile rellenos, tamales during the holidays. It's just a big old fun time. Some of the classes are hands-on, some aren't. Depends on, you know, what we're learning. But we serve a big old meal afterwards and a margarita or a cold beer, a glass of wine. And it's just a relaxing Saturday afternoon. And we also do private classes.
Our executive producer, Greg Berlocker, and his wife, Sally, have taken some of those classes from you.
Right.
And they both say they learned an awful lot. What is your most popular class?
Enchiladas. And then after that, I guess the close second would be tamales, just because it's a dying art. And I have a cute story about that. In December of this past December, I was invited by Brownsville Historical Museum to go teach a tamale class down there. And my brother, who's a writer, and he said, "Sylvia, who doesn't know how to make tamales in Brownsville?" And he just thought that was the funniest thing he'd ever heard. Guess what? It was full, and people loved it, and they loved the tamales, and it was a smashing success, and I'm probably going to go back every year to teach, because it's a dying art. But grandmothers are passing away. There are no recipes, and it's a family tradition. It's a special event cooking thing, and people want to know how to do it, even if it's just once a year.
Well, are tamales in your cookbook? Talk about your cookbook for a minute.
Absolutely. Yes, of course. Everything, pretty much, I would say the majority of my recipes that are in my restaurant are in the cookbook. Warning, they're from scratch, because that's how I cook. But you're going to get the true flavors of what you have in the restaurant. And I've been so gratified to learn from customers that are cooking through the cookbook, that are loving it. It did receive an award, the International Latino Book Award for Best Cookbook last year. And it's gotten fantastic reviews, and I'm so proud of it. I was going to self-publish, but at the last minute, my little voice told me to hold off, and then I was able to sell it to a New York publisher. And so it was a great collaboration between my cooking knowledge and their publishing knowledge. And I'm so darn proud of it, and it's my legacy.
Well, where can we buy it?
It's available where cookbooks are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, my restaurants. I'll autograph it for you if you want to. I'll sign it, do a special signing. Just let us know. I'll come by and sign it, or when I teach my cooking classes. And it's a great gift for homesick Texans or people that just love to cook.
Many in our audience have eaten at Sylvia's Enchilada Kitchen, but they may not realize that you guys also cater events. Talk about your catering service for a moment, Sylvia.
Yeah, we do. You know, we'll cater where we deliver and you serve yourselves. We'll cater where we go serve for you. I mean, the level of service that you want, we'll do it. We've done, you know, large parties up to 300 or 400 people. We'll do in office, in your home, provide bartenders, however you want. Yes, we've done quite a bit of it.
And how can we order that service?
You just call the restaurant or go through our website, contact us, and we'll get right back in touch with you.
This has been the Enchilada Queen. All hail the Queen. Long live the Queen.
Oh, my gosh. Well, happy Cinco de Mayo, and thanks for calling me today. It's always great to hear from you.
Sylvia Caceres, owner and operator of the iconic Sylvia's Enchilada Kitchen at 6401 Woodway Drive and 1140 Eldridge Parkway in Houston. They are open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. And what's your website, Sylvia?
Sylvia'sEnchiladas.com.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Sylvia. You're always welcome to come back anytime you like. Greg and Sally send their best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for reaching out. It was great to hear from you again. Thanks and happy Cinco.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaw's.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Well, no episode to this show seems to be complete without the contributions of this guy, my on-the-air partner from the Hudson and Harrigan Show. That would be Fred Olson. Good to talk to you, pal.
Well, always a pleasure to talk to you. Someone asked me the other day, said, how long were you guys together? I said, forever.
Yes.
And we loved every day of it. Was it 29, 30 years in the morning? How many years was it?
Yeah, it was between 29 and 30 years. That's right.
And they look at you like, you're in the same radio station for 30 years? I said, yeah. Longer for me, absolutely, yeah.
That's right. You preceded me by what, about 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, well, I got there in 77, and so, yeah. Yeah, but people are like, you had the same job for, yeah, and it was great.
It's unheard of.
Yeah. You know what? It'll never happen. Those of you listening now in radio, it'll never happen again.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to get the kind of job we had ever again.
Yeah, God smiled on us, no doubt about it.
Boy, did he ever for a long time, for decades, and I thank him every day for it. Yeah. I do.
I hate to begin our conversation with something as trite as how's the weather, but you do live on a ranch where weather is an important thing. So, how's the weather?
Well, it's going to be blah for this week, which is, you know, it's, you know, you're in the country when you go to church on Sunday, they go, how much rain did you get?
Well, rainfall is really regional in this part of Texas, and I always wonder if you get enough or too much rain and how that affects your garden. What's the story on that?
Well, we have an irrigated garden.
Oh.
We irrigated it, and I use tubing in it. I've got raised beds, tubing, well-draining soil. So even if it pours, it still drains out.
I see.
Really, really well. But yeah, right now the tomatoes plants are probably about 3 feet high, and they're starting to put some blossoms on them, and we got some tomatoes showing up. Still kind of early. We planted late for us, which was March 15th, which is when you're supposed to do it. But I don't know if the growing period is, what, 90 days, 70, 80, 90 days, something like that. So by then you should be pretty much into your fruit and vegetables.
I don't know.
Peaches are coming in like crazy.
We'll talk about those tomatoes in relationship to salsa in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah.
But I also wanted to ask you, has anything grown enough to create something to eat or can?
Not quite yet. Man, we got onions going like crazy. The jalapenos haven't really started to pop yet. So if you wanted to have a fried green tomato, you probably could.
Yeah.
But other than that, and the cucumbers are just starting to pop. Squash are going to be huge.
Wow.
But yeah, nothing unless you want to eat a baby something.
Yeah. Well, we'll dive into that a little deeper, cooking and eating, that is, later on in the show. But I also wanted to ask you about technology. I'm having one of those technology days, Fred.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost as if every device I own knows I'm over the age of 60. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like the device looks up and goes, oh, he's old. He won't know how to handle this. Let me throw this curve at him today. Have you ever had a day like that?
Well, yesterday I had a software issue in my little recording studio. I thought, you know, I'm just going to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. And how do I activate that, deactivate that? And how come I downloaded it twice when I really took it off my computer and only put it back on once, but it showed up twice? And I go, well, I got plenty of room, so I can have it on there twice. I got like 40 gig. Okay, that's not a problem. And then, all right, how come I'm not getting any volume? I'm going, everything else has volume, but this piece of software has no volume. So I text the company, and they go, watch this video.
Yeah.
And I go, I watch the video. I go, they didn't tell me anything about why the volume didn't come through.
So I hear you came to town the other day, and you didn't call me.
Well, I came in to see Dr. Tom because I had a knee issue that didn't turn out to be an issue. It's just called getting older.
Well, let's give him a good plug. Dr. Tom Parr, orthopedic surgeon to the Almost Stars.
He is amazing. I don't want to denigrate any other doctors, but Tom's bedside manner is priceless,
mm-hmm.
and it's needed in this day and time.
It is.
And he doesn't operate or mess with anything unless he absolutely has to. And he's pulled me out of the fire a number of times with me going, well, let's just get it fixed. He goes, you know what? Do this, this, and this, and it'll be okay.
Wow.
And then it is. And my wife is a living example of that, too, with back and with knee and stuff, that, you know, because we exercise a lot, and you're going to incur some damage over time.
But you came to town and you didn't call me. Why?
I went in there with this feeling that I had a real serious issue with a meniscus, and that was what was foremost in my mind. And then I had a honeydew to go to Costco to buy some lamb.
Yep.
And because we love lamb.
Yep.
Grilled lamb. It's just phenomenal. So my thing in my mind was, yay, my blood pressure's awesome, and my knee's not going to have to get operated on. I'll go to Costco. And that's what I did. I didn't even think of you, partner. I'm sorry. I was in Sugar Land, and I just went north, and I'm glad I did because the traffic was nuts when I tried to come back down.
Well, I'll never forgive you. I already have. I'm Well, we talked to Sylvia Casares of Sylvia's Enchilada Kitchen just in time for Cinco de Mayo, which is tomorrow. She talked about Cinco de Mayo in Mexico, which is no big deal down there, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. It's a big deal here. It's just an excuse to drink margaritas and Dos Equis.
Yeah.
And eat Tex-Mex food, you know, and wear sombreros and act like we know how to speak Spanish. But but do you and Bev ever miss being able to just drive around the corner to a good Tex-Mex restaurant in the big city, you know, like Sylvia's or Irma's down near Minute Maid Park or Lopez out in Stafford? Do you ever miss that?
Well, actually, we're blessed out here because every town in Texas, regardless of its size, has a good Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And we have some pretty darn good stuff around here, and I don't mind it at all. It compares favorably. When we lived in Houston, we lived next to a place next to a washateria, and it was phenomenal.
Those are always the best places, Fred. The big chain restaurants are nothing. You're always looking for a hole-in-the-wall place for Mexican food. And, you know, making nachos or maybe reheating pre-made tamales is one thing, but have you ever tried to tackle homemade enchiladas?
I haven't. I think Bev can do that, but, you know, we just go get them.
Yeah, well, you know, Sylvia started describing the process for how you make the cheese gravy for enchiladas, and son, that's way above my pay grade right there, I tell you.
Well, you know what? It's making me hungry just thinking about it.
And even tacos can be a daunting task. You can buy the pre-made taco shells in the store. But have you ever tried to turn a corn tortilla into a taco shell at home?
No, but what we've done is cut them up and made them into chips.
Yeah, well, that's easy. But try making that little taco shell.
You know, we do. We get quite a bit of skirt steak and flank steak.
Uh-huh.
And grill that to medium rare to medium rare, and that's kind of one of our favorite meals with the chimichurri.
Uh-huh.
And hot sauce and jalapenos and tortillas. But
well, technically that's fajitas, right?
That's fajitas, but it's still Latin.
Yeah,
and it's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, well, now let me ask you this: how do you marinate it?
Well, sometimes she does it like in a chimichurri to give it a real Latin thing. Just keep it real simple. Pull it out, salt and pepper it, maybe a little chupacabra with a little MSG on it, and let it assume room, go close to room temp, and then cook it up and get it crispy on the outside, nice and pink or red on the inside.
And what about Bev and her salsa? She uses the tomatoes from your garden, right?
And then we actually learned to smoke them. I've got this offset pellet grill smoker box with it. And we'll smoke those tomatoes for about an hour and a half, depends on how much smoke you want in it, with like either hickory or something that's not too overpowering. And then she creates salsa with them. And I will tell you, it's a whole other level.
Yeah. Well, how does she do that salsa?
Well, you know, I watch and I wonder. I help her, you know, strip those tomatoes down, and we blanch them, pull the skin off, and then she processes it, cooks it up, and heats it up, and puts in whatever she needs to make it spicy, and she cans it up, and then I stand around going, wow, how do you know how to do that?
I love that. That's my new catchphrase. I watch and I wonder.
And then I enjoy, because we've eaten almost all our salsa from last year. I don't know how many jars. How many jars have we eaten from last year, honey? 20?
Oh, no.
10?
Yeah.
15?
Yeah.
Maybe 20.
But I also give some away.
She gives it away, too.
Yeah. She didn't give them away to me, dadgummit.
Well, that's because you live over there.
Well, you never ask us out to your place. And even when you come to town, you don't call me.
Which is what twice a year I come to town anymore.
You never call, you never write.
You never call, you never send flowers.
But I love you, amigo. Do I sound a little bit like Sam Elliott when I do that, or is it more like Sam Malone?
No, Sam Elliott is supposed to go, meat, beef, blood for dinner. Yeah, have you ever seen Sam Elliott with his mustache shaved?
No.
He looks like a turtle. He does.
Tortuga.
Tortuga, yeah.
Well, happy Cinco de Mayo, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much. Vaya con Dios, amigo.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?